So how did the environment fare this legislative session?
It really didn't do very well at all. We have a serious problem in Florida that the legislature is beholden to special interests, whose interests are their corporate financial interests in keeping business as it is, and are not modernizing as they should to protect the public interest.
That's according to Earth Justice Attorney David Guest. Guest says one concerning measure coming out of the session is a bill that repeals a 2010 law requiring septic tank inspections in most of the state. Lawmakers say the measure mandated sometimes unnecessary and expensive inspections, but Guest says the environmental impact of repealing the law is even more costly.
Septic tank pollution is a really major problem in Florida waterways. For example, if you look at the estuaries around the state, you'll notice everybody has seen that there's much more severe and long-lasting red tide than we have seen ever. That's a significant problem for the economy of Florida because the red tide ends up chasing off tourists. People lose their jobs. There's hotel workers. There's restaurant people.
And Guest says lawmakers only allocated about $8 million for the state's Florida Forever project, which helps to buy and preserve state lands. Guest says that's a drop in the bucket compared with the funding the program used to receive, and he says that's not good policy.
The time to buy land is when it's cheap. Land is cheaper now than it's been for a decade.
On the other hand, Audubon Florida Wildlife Conservation Director Julie Wraithmill says she's glad the program got something in a tight budget year.
While those were modest, they were still an important signal that they remain core to Florida's identity and priorities.
Wraithmill says a measure that's worrying her would let ungulates, or hoofed animals, and birds move onto land leased from the state by organizations like zoos that are, for example, seeking to expand breeding programs.
While who doesn't like zebras and giraffes, at the same time, those lands were acquired with public dollars for the purpose of conserving Florida wildlife. And the way the bill is structured is it actually pits the conservation of exotic endangered animals against the conservation of native endangered animals.
The bill's author, Representative Sean Harrison, a Republican from Tampa, says the measure would offer the same opportunities to groups hoping to encourage the breeding of endangered animals native to the state. Though Wraithmill points out there aren't really any endangered Floridian ungulates. Deer, for example, don't need help. Harrison also says the Cabinet and Fish and Wildlife Commission would have to give approval before state land could be leased.
The locations that would be suitable for this type of activity are already disturbed locations. There are already places in the state where the state is leasing its own land for cattle and horse grazing operations. So it's not like anyone's going to be going out into pristine wilderness or into wetlands or anything like that and utilizing that sort of land.
But Wraithmill says the bill's language isn't very specific.
The bill does not restrict itself to simply those acres that are already being leased to cattle. It opens up all of Florida's conservation lands for that potential use. The other thing is because it allows the construction of facilities, so that could mean breeding in veterinary areas, the construction of utilities, as well as roads, that leads us to believe that this isn't simply a temporary use of these lands.
Wraithmill says she intends to ask Florida Governor Rick Scott to veto the measure when it reaches his desk. It's joining a number of other environmental proposals headed his way. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.